Shkalim, Perk Zion Mishnah Beis. Mos Shenimsu Lefnei Seichare Behema. Money that's found in front of people that sell animals, the animal merchants. Li'olam Meiser. It's always considered Meiser Sheni money. We're dealing with in Yerushalayim. And the reason that is that not just the time that people were Oli L'Regel, that they would use the money from Meiser Sheni and buy meat with that money. Rather, that a lot of times the people would have Meiser Sheni money and they wouldn't be able to use all of it, and you can't take it out of Yerushalayim, and they would leave it with their friends and family that was in Yerushalayim, that they should be able to use it the whole year. And the other thing we know is that when you use the Meiser Sheni money to buy meat, you should be buying shlamim meat. You shouldn't just stop be buying meat. The Rabbanon try to make sure that everybody that brought Meiser Sheni money, that only shlamim was bought, as we said in Maseches Meiser Sheni. And since all the family and friends would have this money and they would be using it the whole year, it would come out that most of the meat that was bought in Yerushalayim was bought with Meiser Sheni money, whether it was the visitors or whether it was the people around there. You could also say, the Rav says, that maybe it fell out of the merchant's pocket. Teretz says that there were more people versus the merchants, because a lot of people can buy from one merchant. So that's a concept of rov. Bahar Abayis Chulin. But if you'd find money on the Har Abayis, you do not assume it's Meiser Sheni. Even if you're dealing with the time of the Regalim, where most of the money that's used during that time would be used for Hekdesh, nevertheless, since the money could have fell from beforehand during the rest of the year, and the rest of the year, money that's found on the Har Abayis, or even anywhere in Yerushalayim, people didn't dafka use that money to buy meat, it could have been stam money, and rov of the money was not used for Kodshim. Therefore, it's Chulin. B'Yerushalayim, now the difference in Yerushalayim and the Har Abayis is the Har Abayis, since it's high up, the two pshatim the Rav brings, one is that the Har Abayis never was cleaned, it was never swept, because it was on the mountain and the wind would blow away all the dust and the dirt. That's why they never needed to sweep the Har Abayis. And the next reason is that a person also couldn't walk on the Har Abayis if he had dirty shoes, dust and dirt on his shoes. So therefore, it never even needed to be swept. But now we see Yerushalayim, B'Yerushalayim B'Shas HaRegel, Meiser. If it's the time of the Regel, now you should assume it's Meiser Sheni. Why is that? Because in Yerushalayim, they sweep the streets every single day, and if it would have fell before the Regel, it would have already been found. So this cannot be money from before the Regel, and now that we know that it's the Shas HaRegel, Mistam, it's Meiser. Uvishar kol yemois hashana chulin. But every other day of the year, it's no different than the Har Abayis, and it's considered chulin because most money during the rest of the year is used for chulin.